Colorado real estate headlines. Average Colorado real estate commission rate. What CO agents and sellers should know. HomeLight breaks down the average Colorado real estate commission rate and what sellers might pay a realtor to sell their house, plus tips for maximizing proceeds. Understanding typical commission structures helps Colorado real estate professionals communicate value to sellers and remain competitive in local markets. Review the full commission breakdown and seller tips at the source URL to inform your next client conversation. Colorado real estate headlines. Post NAR settlement, who pays realtor fees in Colorado? Most Colorado sellers continue to pay buyer's agent fees following the NAR settlement. Colorado real estate professionals need clarity on commission structures to guide clients and maintain transparent transactions. Use HomeLight's Colorado Agent Commission Calculator to model fee scenarios at https://homelight.com/blog/who-pays-realtor-fees-in-colorado/. Colorado real estate headlines. Denver commission rate holds at 5.71%. What CO agents should know. A February 2026 survey of local agents found that 5.71% is the average real estate commission rate in Denver, with guidance on how commission structures work and potential savings. Understanding prevailing commission benchmarks helps Colorado real estate professionals remain competitive and transparent with clients in the Denver market. Review the full Denver commission breakdown at the source link to inform your pricing strategy. Colorado real estate headlines. Colorado property records search. New tool for CO deeds, liens, and permits. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Colorado-specific platform to search property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens. CO real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client research with centralized access to property records across the state. Bookmark /colorado.propertychecker.com/ for faster property record lookups on your next Colorado deal. Colorado real estate updates. Colorado commission rates hold steady at 5.71%, matching national average. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Colorado is 5.71%, roughly equal to the national average of 5.70%. For Colorado agents and brokers, this benchmark helps set client expectations and competitive positioning in a market where rates remain consistent with national norms. Review the full survey data at listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/Colorado/. Colorado real estate updates. Boulder County building permits, code amendments apply in unincorporated areas. Boulder County building code amendments and permits govern construction in unincorporated portions of the county, outside city and town boundaries. Real estate professionals in CO need to verify whether properties fall under county or municipal jurisdiction to ensure proper permitting for clients' projects. Review permit requirements at the source URL before listing or advising on properties in unincorporated Boulder County. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most CO jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.